Okay, let's get into Chala Daf Vav, and that we are on Vav Amud Aleph on top. And again, we're talking about the Isser of Chadash, and we know that the Chadash becomes Mutter at the time that one brings the Karban, or the day that the Karban needs to be brought. We had a Machlokas, whether it goes by the Yom, and maybe it's Daraisa after the day comes, or Darabanan until the actual Karban is brought, or you go by the actual Karban. We paskin that you go by the actual Karban. B'shas HaKarban, HaKarban Matir. That's what we said on yesterday's daf, in the name of Chizkiyah. When there's a base of Migdash, HaKarban Matir, Shalom B'shas HaKarban, HaYom Matir. But the day, if there is no Karban, then the Yom is Matir. So we mentioned that according to Rabbi Yochanan, though, it's always, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Yom is always Matir, Bein B'shas HaKarban, Bein Shelo B'shas HaKarban. And what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? Because we said the Pasuk has these two phrases. The Pasuk says, Ad Etzai Me'em Azeh, and the Pasuk also says, Ad HaViyachem Es Karban Elokechem, rather double phrase. So which do you go by? So Rabbi Yochanan says that you go by the Yom. What is the extra phrase? Ad haviyachem es karban alokechem. So that is either it's an asay, as we mentioned, and therefore it would still be asa daraisa mitam the asay. You just wouldn't get malchus. Or do we say that that is just a mitzvah manamufchar? That's lachadchila, and it would only be a din derabanan, an issa derabanan to bring it before. Remember the phrase of etzem hayom hazeh. That phrase comes up numerous times in the Torah. Rashi picks up on it in Hazinu, right? Not this one, Ad Etzam Hayom Hazeh, but the Ad Etzam Hayom Hazeh by events in the Torah. So that's what Rashi picks up on in Parshas Hazinu. The pasuk says, by Mafti Rav Hazinu, by Dabar Hashem Moshe, Be Etzam Hayom Hazeh Leimar. Right? This Etzam Hayom Hazeh is by a mitzvah, by a halacha. But there, it's by an event. Hashem says to Moshe, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that it's time to go up to Har Nevo to end your life, 120 years. So Rashi quotes there that there were three. B'shloshim b'kobos ne'emar Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Three times it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by events. It also says it by Yom Kippur. But never ben Noach, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, by Noach. By Noach, it says in the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on that day, on that very day, Noach went into the Teva. B'maris Oro Shel Yom. What's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? By all three Rashi quotes, Hashem was showing, you think you're going to try to prevent this? I'm going to show you, no. I'm going to do my will. L'fi shehayu b'nei Dora Omrim b'kach v'kach. His Dora was saying this and this. Emanu margishim bo, einonu manichin oso likanis b'teva. Right, if we realize the Mabul is starting, we're not going to let him go into the Teva. He's warning us. I'm going to go into the Teva. Hashem is going to save me and anyone who does follows his ways. We're not going to let you. V'lo od ela anu notlin kishilin v'kardumos u'mevakin es ha-teva. And we're going to get tools and we're going to break the Teva. So that's what we're going to do. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini machniso b'chatzi hayom. I'm going to bring them in the middle of the day. V'chol mi sheish b'yado koach limchos yavo v'yimche. Whoever wants to come and go against my word, let's see. That's be'etzem hayom hazeh. That's by Noach. Number two, by Mitzrayim. B'Mitzrayim ne'emar be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzi Hashem. L'fi shehayu Mitzrayim omrim b'kach v'kach. The Mitzrayim were saying this and this. Imanu margishin v'hem einar manichin otzan latzeis. We're not going to let the Jews go. They've been asking to leave for so long. We're not going to let them go. V'lo od ela anu notlin sayafos v'chle zayin v'hargin bohem. And we're going to kill them on the way out. We're going to make sure they don't go out. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Haredi motzian b'chatzi hayom. I'm going to take them out in the middle of the day. So you have that by Noach, you have it by Mitzrayim. And here Rashi says you have the third. Afkan b'misaso shel Moshe. Nomer be'etzem hayom hazeh. L'fisha Yisrael omrim mekach v'kach. They were saying, Imanu margishin bo, eino manichin oso. We're not going to let Moshe go. We love Moshe. Adam shot tziyano mi Mitzrayim. V'kara lanu as hayom. V'horad lanu as haman. V'higaz lanu as haslav. It sounds like the lashon of Kalev in Parsha Shlach, where Kalev says, "You know what Ben Amram did for us," and they were really upset. So Kalev tells them. So now they're repeating his words. He did all these things for us. V'halanu alanu asabeir, v'nasa alanu asatora. Ein anu manichin oso. We're not going to let him leave. Omar, and then that's Akasha from other. What do you mean not let him leave? Not let somebody go on a teva or go out of Mitzrayim. Okay, we know how that can be prevented, but not let somebody die. Right, unless you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was only supposed to die on Har Nevo, and they weren't going to let him go up. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, already Bachlisu Bachatzi Hayom V'chulu, quoting from the Sifri. So when it says Be'etzem HaYezeh, the three events in the Torah, that's what Rashi quotes. But here's another that we're darshaning by the Isser of Chadash, Be'etzem HaYezeh. We've mentioned in the past another thought possibly that maybe what binds these three together are they're all transitionary moments. That moment was a transition, pre and post Mabel, or was a transitionary moment, pre and post Yetzias Mitzrayim, pre and post Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Those were all transitionary moments in the life of Klal Yisrael. So maybe some of the other ones also could connect, like that's Yom HaZeh by Yom Kippur. That's always a transitionary moment. Our world, our existence, pre and post Yom Kippur, should be different. We shouldn't be the same person pre and post. This one is not as doesn't fit in as much. Got to work on it. But that's Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh that we're darshaning here. So now the Gemara says we just quoted a couple of rayas that Rabbi Yochanan must hold that the Isser from the morning until the bringing of the karban is a derabanan, because if it's a daraisa, there shouldn't be any difference b'diavad. That's what we quoted from the Braisa. And also, we wouldn't be forced, the last thing we said, we wouldn't be forced to say that Rav holds like Chizkiah. Holds like Chizkiah, his relative, right? He could have said, if it's all Daraisa, so that he could have held like the Rabbi Yochanan also. So it must be that it's the Rabbanan. Okay, we continue. If you have the Tanina, so that's Kakasha. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah, in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, right, one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, post Chorban Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, She Yom Hanif Kulo Aser, right, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was besakin, that the day of the waving of the Omer, that whole day is Aser, meaning we don't have a Korban, so you can't go from the morning, it's not going to be Mutter from the morning, it's going to be Mutter from the following morning. And a Chutzlar writes from the following morning. That's the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So one second. In Tamar Yisur Dvar Torah Nicha, if you say the Isser Da'oraisa, there's Isser Da'oraisa in the morning, and that's why we said, if we can't allow it to be, we don't want anybody to violate the following year, so therefore we're going to make a Gzeira by Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So Nicha, you understand that's a Gzeira because of an Isser Da'oraisa. But Itamar Yisur Midivreya Miesh Takana Achar Takana. Or what we call in the Bavli, Gzeira L'Gzeira. If the whole thing is Aser D'Rabbanan, would Chazal make a Gzeira? Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Afal Gav, the Mishachar V'Mikdash, Mutter L'Kuli Alma, Mishayir HaMizrach. Once there is no Karban, right? Even Chizkiah says, when there is no Karban, right? Bizman, She'ein Karban, Hayom Matir. So if you say that normally is an Issa Daraisa, so then you know why, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to be Aseret the whole day, because when we get Beis HaMikdash back, there's going to be an Issa Daraisa. And where goes there, Mishum and Issa Daraisa? He's going to be Yochab Ezekiel Yom Adev Kolo Aser, Biomer B'Gemara, and then Rechai Gadevsky quotes the Gemara in, he quotes it from Menachos, but it's also in Sukkah. Perakar B'Yishmael, my time of Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, because Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. V'yomrish takin milo achanu b'sheir ha-mizrach. People are going to think, oh, last year we ate right away in the morning. So even when we have a Beis HaMikdash, they'll get confused. Hashtanami necho v'lo yadi, and they won't know, d'ishtake lo hava omer. The previous year, we didn't have an omer, and that's why the morning was mutter. But v'hashta kashla the Rabbi Yochanan. So the kashla, because if you say that the iser is an iser daraisa, bisman hamikdash, it's usur until you bring the karban, then I understand that Rabbi Yochanan b'zak was b'sakein, so we don't come to the iser daraisa. But if you say it's only derabanan anyway, even bisman hamikdash, right, the fact that the day asur is in the morning until the karban is only a takana derabanan, im kain, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ki hiskin Rabbi Yochanan b'zakai, the afilu mishachar of a mikdash yom aneif kulo aser have gzeira l'gzeira umi yesh takana achar takana bitmiya. Right? If there, how can you say that? How can there be a gzeira l'gzeira? Why would they make an isur drabanan? The whole day is going to be aser because why? Because everybody makes a mikdash and you'll come to violate an isur drabanan. But why would that be? Right? We don't make gzeira l'gzeiras. Right? That not only that they wouldn't, right, we've mentioned this before, gzeira l'gzeira, the Rabbanan wouldn't make a gzeira l'gzeira, or also one might say that they couldn't. The Rabbanan can't do whatever they want in terms of rules. There are limits on their power. So one of them could be not making gzeira l'gzeira. One of them could be that you don't make, here, the don't make a gzeira, that's milsa de la shchicha. Rabbanan only have a power to make gzeiras that apply to all Klal Yisrael, not just a few. Right, so that's a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Beitza on Dav Beis. Rashi says there, the Amrin of Hadamrin of Kuli Shas, the enclosing Zera Lexera, Mehai Kranafka, Ushmartim es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres, Klomer Xera, Livishmarti, Lutarosai, make a fence for my laws. Velo Mishmeres, Lo Mishmeres, Lo Yasu Xera Lexera. Sounds like from Rashi that it's usser. It's not just that they wouldn't make a Xera Lexera, but they can't make a Xera Lexera because that is out of their, that is out of their authority. So that's the question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Isser from the day until the Karban is that the Arayis of the Rabbanan. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a Takana, Shalom Bizman and Mikdash, reflects that it must be the Arayis. If it's the Rabbanan, we wouldn't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Mipnei Arachokin. Maybe not. Maybe even if it's the Rabbanan, we're going to make a Gzeira because of the Rechokin. Because even in the times, Meri Banabes HaMikdash, and what happens? It's possible that the Kohanim are not going to bring it before Chatzos. Right? The Gemara in Sukkah talks about, when would that be? It must be, what if the Beis HaMikdash is built right on the day before? On the day before bringing of the Omer. The Omer, it's a process. It's a process to be able to harvest and then to grind it. Maybe, says the Gemara, Lo Tricha de Ivni Belal, Yinami Samach Lashkiya Sachama, it's going to be built very late in the day beforehand, and they're not going to have time. But the people who are Rechokim are going to assume, oh, the Kohanim always bring it in time, they're always Zaris. But one year, that year, they won't be Zaris. So people will assume, after Chazot is brought, that the Rechokim from Yerushalayim will start eating the Chadash, but really it wasn't brought yet. So therefore, it is a chshat, and that will be an Issa d'Araisa, because that is Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash is Asa d'Araisa. So that's why, says the Rabbi Yossi Barbun, it's not because of the Rabbanan, it's because of the Rechokim. Right? See the Mara fold up. Vayachayish beheri banabes HaMikdash v'yomru ha-Rechokim hashtanami nechol mechatzos v'chayish she'is atzlu bezdin. Good. So that is the din. That sugya over there is where the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is in terms of the Beis HaMikdash being built right beforehand. Right beforehand, it says that maybe it's going to be built at night or samach l'shkiyas hachama. What do you mean at night? Says the Rashi there in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. To ivni b'chameser samach l'shkiyas hachama v'hihi v'i kasha de balayla eno nivne. How can the Beis HaMikdash be built at night? Don't we know Masech HaShvuas din binyan Beis HaMikdash balayla t'chsevu v'yoma k'mas ha-mishkan v'lo b'chameser. It can't be built at night. It's v'yom v'lo b'chameser su yantif. It can't be built on the 15th. The 15th is yantif. Right, the first day of Yantif, the Kaim Olam B'Shvu is the opinion based on Midrash Docha Yantif. So how could you say, have all these suggestions that, oh, it's going to be so late, it's going to be built at night, it's going to be built Shkia right beforehand, says Rashi. Ha'animili binyan ha'bani b'day adam. That's only by the binyan b'day adam, the first two batei mikdash. That were built by man. Aval mikdash ha'asid sha'anu mitzapin banui u'mishuchlal. But the first, next place of mikdash we're expecting, we're waiting for, v'hu yegale v'yavo mishamayim, it's going to come down from shamayim. Shenemar mikdash Hashem koranu yadecha. It's going to come down from shamayim. So if it's going to come down from shamayim, so that is why it can be built even. It can be built even at night. So that's a major machlokas. There's a Tosfos that says maybe not. There's a big discussion about when there is going to be, how there could be a Beis HaMikdash coming from Shamayim, the Aruch Laner. Let's see if I can find this Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner discusses the third Beis HaMikdash, whether it's coming down from Shamayim. Where's the Aruch Laner? One second. Just find the page here. The Aruch Laner says, "Medinat Yisrael Devadai Binyan Beis Hamikdash Lasi Lavo Yibana Binyan Mamish B'Day Adam." It's going to be built by man, even according to Rashi. I Mikdash Hashem Kodesh Yadecha. That means Sheyevir Lamata Hu Beis Hamikdash Ruchani Sheyavol L'Toch Beis Hamikdash Hanivne Gashmi Keneshama B'Toch Haguf. Doesn't sound that way from Rashi, but that's what the Aruch Laner says there. Ukemosho Yevred B'Mishkan B'Beis Hamikdash Ha'Eish Shalmala Toch Eish Al Hadyot Shenivar. Be'etzim, just like the fire used to come down. V'chenir b'mechilta v'chulu. Big discussion about this. The Rambam says b'feirish in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Malachim that the Melech HaMashiach is going to build a Beis HaMikdash. Melech HaMashiach. So it's not going to be the, like Rashi, coming down from Shamayim. Okay. There is also another important point relating to that. You know what? Let's continue and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara continues. Rav Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Chiya, another shita relating to this issue. Bein b'shas ha-karban, bein shalom b'shas ha-karban, hayom matir. Whether it's shas ha-karban, whether it's man ha-mikdash or not, the yom is matir, like we said, Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Huna, masnisa dechizdia pliga ilavi. Right, the brisa of Chizkiya, the brisa supports, argues on Rabbi Chiya, the shita of Rabbi Chiya, that Pascha is like Rabbi Yochanan, the yom is matir. The following brisa is against that. Again, we had a brisa beforehand about how you darshan the psukim, but this one seems to be against. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, well, amecha yom matir, the day. Yochal afilu b'shas ha-karban, you might think the day is matir, even b'shas ha-karban, tamalomar adavi achem, is karban alokechem. Right, so you see that brisa said that it goes by the karban. By the karban, even a daraisa doesn't go by the day. It's not just a ro'ui lahavi karban. V'yad tanina, and also the other Mishnah, the Mishnah that we said on the top of the daf that we just quoted. Mishachar beis hamikdash hiskan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she yom haneif kulo aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says yom haneif is aser. Sounds like it's not aser bisman hamikdash. Right, the gzera because of the chashash bisman hamikdash shall eat it before the omer. But according to Rabbi Chiya Yochanan, the whole thing is mutter, Mishaheir Mizrach. Mishaheir Mizrach. So why would you need a gzera? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Isavsas Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. I asked the question in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amar, and he says, Im Yisbar, we're changing the girsa, the Marafolda says, to fit the Gemara elsewhere, Im Yisbar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who made the takana of Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? Rabbi Yehuda Amar V'alom Min HaTorah Aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Aser Ad V'ad Bechlal, it's Aser even the whole day. So if you say that, so that's a Tana that they, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya, could hold like. So therefore, the Machlokas Tanoim, the Machlokas Amaram, have a Machlokas Tanoim to hang their hats on. The Gemara there, as we know, the Gemara says in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah that these takanas are what's called Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to take precautions and remind us what happened Bizman HaMikdash, and therefore he made all of these laws. Right? The Pasuk says in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Minalan Davdina Zeichel HaMikdash, where the Gemara there quotes that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana of Lulav nital b'mikdash shiva mida araisa. You take the lulav in the base of mikdash every day. Uspachta b'frei Hashem al kechem shivas yamim. And after the base of mikdash, only one day. Mishachar base of mikdash. He was the one that said that we take the lulav every day. Right? Your sukkahs looked very different in the days of the mikdash. We only shook a lulav the first day of sukkahs. We bought all these lulav dal and minim for one day. Rabbi ben Zakkai made the zeichel mikdash and yom haneif kulo aser the day of the Omer, and others that are mentioned there and elsewhere. So Gemara says, "Minalan davdin and zeichel mikdash." How do we know that we have a concept called zeichel mikdash? Amar Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Ki ala arucha lecha umimako sayich erpaich." Right, the pasuk says, "I will pasuk in Yirmiyo ala arucha lach umimako sayich erpaich. I will heal you from all of your makos." No, Hashem, ki nidcha karu lach. Tzioni Doresh Einla. There's Tzion and there's nobody seeking her out. Tzioni Doresh Einla. Right? Doresh Einla Michlada Baidrisha. It must be that we should be Doresh. Should be Doresh. Yirmiyahu is crying that there is nobody seeking out Tzion. There should be somebody seeking out Tzion. Michlada Baidrisha. Rav Soloveitchik noted that if you look in Baba Basra, there's a totally different pasuk quoted. Right? If you look in Baba Basra, the last daf of Cheskas Abatim, the Gemara there quotes that there are concepts of Zeichel HaMikdash, of laws that they took upon themselves post Beis HaMikdash as a Imeshkachich Yerushalayim. That's the pasuk quoted. Imeshkachich Yerushalayim, the Gemara there says that when one builds a house, one leaves a space that is not painted. Lo Yasud Adam as beats Beis HaBesid. The Mirav Achol HaTevin, Achulu, it continues. And then there were those that don't stop, even right away, they stop eating meat, drinking wine, right, not just during the 9 days or the 3 weeks. Mishachar beis hamikdash b'shnia rabu aprushim b'yisrael shlo lechol basav shlo shlustos yayin nitfal ben rabbi yeshur. B'shua says to them, Amalam banai mebnei yetem ochol basar. Why aren't you eating meat? Why aren't you drinking wine? They said, No chal basar shemi menu makriven al gabei hamizbeach v'yachshav batel. How can we eat meat? The mizbeach is not eating meat. Nishte yayin, we should drink wine. Shemi nasma al gabei hamizbeach v'yachshav batel. Wine. So he says, Okay, so don't eat bread. Shekvar balu menachas. Shouldn't eat any bread. They're like, oh, okay. Efshar bepeiros. I guess we'll leave on fruit. He said, peiros, no, no, no. Chalos of fruit you shouldn't be able to eat. Shekfar batlu bikurim. There's no bikurim. They're like, oh, okay. I guess we could eat fruit that outside of the Shiva Saminim. So then they say, he says, mayim lo nishta. There's no, you shouldn't be able to drink water because of nisach hamayim. And they're quiet because they realize they can't live without water. So they're like, what is Rabbi Yeshua doing here? Why does he keep pushing us with these questions? Now he can't answer. So what does he say to them? Right? Don't go overboard. Right, you have to have certain types of laws of remembrance, but you can't go overboard. Amarlam ben banai bova omer lachem shlolis abal kol ikur yefshar shakvar nigzur gzera v'lis abal yosem idai yefshar shein gozim gzera latzibur elam kibro vatzibur yechol namod bo. Right, you have to have a balance. What should you do? Chazal say these laws. Right, leave a little space in your at your table. Leave a little space in your house. Amalama, just follow what Chazal. What Chazal say. And later on, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Right, that's the Pasuk that's quoted, Mikra. So, Rav Soloveitchik said, is it Tzioni Darish Ein La, or is it Emeshka Chechi Rishalayim? So it says, Rav Soloveitchik, there are two types of, and that based on his uncle, the Briska Rav's Torah, two types of Zecha LeMikdash. There's a Zecha LeChorban HaMikdash, and there's a Zecha LeBinyan HaMikdash. Is it a zecha that the base of English was destroyed and we're sad and it's been hagi avelus? That's a meshkach echi Yerushalayim. But then there are zecher lebinyan amikdash, zecher to what used to be done, to remember the aura and the grandeur of the binyan amikdash. That's tzion hidoresh ein la. Two types. If you look on the Rishima Shirim in Sukkah, Dav and Malef, so there it's quoted these two types. The bezecha lemikdash is shnei dinim. Hilchas avelus zecha lemikdash. Zeo Gemara Ba Basra. Hayesod Shal Dinim Eilu Nilma Miapasim Meshkachech Rishalayim Lizkar Yerushalayim Keficha Hayesod Lisabel Al Churbana. And number two, Din Lizkar Es Mitzvos Akshiros La Migdash Hainu Lahalos Alibenu Es Hamigdash Kesheyia Bebinyano. Maybe you could say past focused and future focused. Right? Those are not what it used to be when it was built, but what it will be when it will be built. V'zeo sugi shalafaneinu in Sukkot. Tzion hi doresh ein la. V'yitachein shezecher kafel ze merumaz bekrav v'megilas eicha. He said in eicha, maybe it's alluded to both. Zachra Yerushalayim yimei anya umrudeha kol machamadeha asher hayil b'mekedem. Yimei anya umrudeha, that's churban en avelus, kol machamadeha, that's the mitzvah sheniskaimu. Then he quotes the Balamor. Remember the Balamor at the end of Pesachim that talks about Sfiras HaOmer. Why Sfiras HaOmer? We don't say a Shechianu because we have Agmas Nefesh. We have Agmas Nefesh. And that's why we don't say a Shechianu. So Rav Soloveitchik quotes, by Netilas Lulav, Kal Shiva, right? We don't have, we make a Shechianu, and we don't have Agmas Nefesh. What's the difference? So he says it must be that the Baal Amar holds that the Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, bizman hazeh without the Omer, zecher l'churban HaMikdash. And that's why you don't say a Shechianu. But Lulav is a zecher to the Binyan HaMikdash. And therefore, you would say a Shechianu. Other Rishonim maybe that give other answers, maybe hold out otherwise. But that's the two types of zecher l'Mikdash. Okay, we continue. Taman. So now we get to the next line. So once we're talking about the concept that Rechokin, really, Me'ikar Adin, the Rechokim, from the Beis HaMikdash, know that the Kohanim is reasoning. The Kohanim are going to act with alacrity, and by the time Chatzos comes, you can assume that the carbon was brought. Right, the only thing is that there's an exception, maybe if it was out of their control, right, if there was, the Beis HaMikdash was built very late at night or right before Shkia, that was the question. But really, Kohanim is reasoning. So now we're going to quote another context of Kohanim is reasoning. And their Kohanim do not act without focus, and we can rely on them. So Taman, so quoted here. Here it is, the first Perek in Chala. Here's a Yerushalmi. Chashin L'tzoma Rabba Trein Yomin. There were those that fasted 2 days of Yom Kippur. Tzoma Rabba Trein Yomin. Right, like we know stories from Shanghai during World War II, but here it is in the Yerushalmi. Amar lon Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says to them, Lama atem achnisin atzmachem lemispaka zeha meruba. Why are you being nichnas? Why are you going into such a suffix? It's dangerous. What are you doing? Don't worry. And he said, oh, you're not sure about Bezdin? Chazaka shein Bezdin misatzlim bo. Bezdin is not misatzlim, meaning Bezdin makes sure that the word is going to get out, that if there was a delay and Yom Kippur is really the next day, you'll know about it, right? With the Bara Fulda. Ilu ibruhu hayu modi im lanu. We would know about it. Umidelo hodiyo lanu shmamina shenir bismano. It must be near bismano. You don't have to worry about a second day. The Beis Yosef quotes this. Beis Yosef quotes this in the end of Tuf Reish Chav Dalet. He quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes, Mashelo nagu. Mashelo nagu. This is in the Beis Yosef. Mashelo nagu kol Yisrael laso shnei yamim yom kippurim kishar yatif. Zeo mipnei hasakana. That's the gears that he has. Because the Amrina B'Yerushalmi B'Seches Chala. Like it says in B'Seches Chala, Man Choshim Litzoma Rabba, are Yerushalmi, it's quoted. Shrein Yomin, Amr Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says to them, Atem Achlisim Asmachem B'Safik Sakana. And then, the next line, we should have read the next line. Look at the next line of the Yerushalmi. Avui der Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Choshal Garmei, Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, he was Choshish for the Shita, Vitzom Shrein Yomin, he fasted 2 days. Look what the Gemara says. Ifsa Krucha, his intestines burst V'damech and he died. Whoa. So he died by fasting 2 days of Yom Kippur, meaning, what's the Gemara quoting there? Haraya that you're not supposed to, at least to Sakana. Right, that's what the Beis Yosef here quotes. V'achinire de'ein lahem raya klal. And then he quotes, they don't have a raya lo mi derava v'lo mi Yerushalmi, ki b'yabim ha'em ha'yu b'nei Yisrael mekachin api ha'ri'ya, v'o b'nei bava ha'musupakim. Maybe there's no raya from there that it shouldn't be on. Aval ananda b'kim ha'kvid yarcha, v'eno an'osim sh'yam tovim, afilu b'shar yantav sh'ogalis v'safik l'amegav zinu b'yadenu, u'b'yam ha'kipurim. They were never knowing this. We're never knowing this. Ain lama malismoch. Nobody. There's no basis. There's no basis for. You want to say this great rabbi did it? But first of all, he died. And number two, there's no basis. They were never knowing such a chumrah in Yom Kippur. This story of dying on Yom Kippur reminds us of a discussion. We know that pikuach nefesh is the highest value in Judaism, and if there's a chola sheish bo sakana, they're allowed to violate and if yisurim. Again, the big three are exceptional, but we paskin that way. Well, Shabbos is pushed off. Shabbos b'sheish lo. The Shulchan Aruch says inocha Shabbos shin chavches. That's a simon about chola. B'Shabbos b'sheish lo choli shel sakana. If there's somebody who is deathly ill, mutter mitzvah l'chalav as a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for them to be mechal Shabbos. V'hazaris hariz meshubach. And if somebody jumps at the opportunity, meshubach, they are praised. V'ashoal. And if somebody delays and tarries, hareze shofech damim, that is an isser. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that every Rav has to make sure that his balabatin, his community, know these halachas before it comes up. Pirish, Mishum, he quotes the Yerushalmi, Anishal hareze meguna, shatam chachamim kom, ohayelo lidrosh bepirka lakol. Every time a chacham has to darshan in his community, kadesha yedu kala'am, v'lo yitzarchu l'shalo. So they don't have to ask at that time. There is a little spooky tshuva of the Radvaz, which basically tells the same story here as the Yerushalmi here in Chala says. The Yerushalmi quote, the Radvaz was asked about one of the Bali Atosvas. Sha'alti b'mani al-mashakasu b'shem ha-riva, ki chala chol yu asher meispo. The riva died right after Yom Kippur. The chal Yom Kippur ba'osan ha-yamim. He was, well, say it this way, he was ill from his eventual sickness that would take his life, and he was sick on Yom Kippur. V'amru lo harofim im lo tochal vaday tamus. His doctors told him, if you don't eat, you will for sure die. V'im tochal shematichya. If you eat, you might have a chance to live. And the Riva said, bari v'shema bari adif. V'lo ratza lechol. And he didn't want to eat, and he died that Yom Kippur. V'ratzisa ladas. And they asked the Radvaz if the Riva acted properly or not. And Radvaz says, Tshuva, Lagabe Adin, right, this sounds like the story here of this Amora. Ain't in Roy Lil Mod Mimeno Klau. So he says, for sure you can't rely on him. We paskin, Svek Sveka Shopikuach Levish Docha the Shabbos. Even a Svek Sveka is Docha Shabbos, Ves Yom Kippurim, Vafila Chayisha Choshishin. Even for Chayisha, Koshikin, Lesafik Shema Yama Shema Yichya, Vafila Safik Shabbos Acheres. So for sure we should not rely, what the Riva did is not normative practice. If somebody is Cholish Ishba Sakana, even Safik Sakana. What about the Riva? Lefichach ein roi lo mo mimenu, ki efshar de Riva zal hirgish ba'atzmo. The Riva himself knew that Afilu Sheyochal Yamas, maybe he knew with his vision that he was going to die anyway, even if he eats. Delev Yodea Maras Nafsho. Vahino Dekamer, that's what he meant by Bari Vishema Bariyadav, right? That's an unusual usage. Klomar, he said, a Bari Sheli, that he knows he's not going to make it, Adif Mishema Shalachem, Lefichach Laratzalecho. But no, Ainz Amidas Chasidus, that is totally wrong in terms of normative practice. And in the other tshuva, Chelik Dalas Simin Samach Zayin, the Radvaz was asked if somebody had an omit from the doctors that he has to be Mechal Shabbos, he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, Bepnei Chasidus, Hayesh Bazeh Chasidus, V'shomin Lo, is this Midas Chasidus, to not violate Shabbos if somebody's life is in danger? And of course he says, Harei Zeh Chasid Shote, V'ho Elokim Ez Damo Miyado Yivakesh. It's going to, he's Chayav Misa for not, you know, guarding himself. And therefore, says the Radvaz, that is wrong. And he says at the end of that tshuva, Eini roa b'maisa azeh shum chasidus ele ibud neshama. Hilgach mal itin oso al karcho. You force him to eat. Right, you force him, right? And that's why this story here in the Yerushalmi and Chala about this Amora that fasted 2 days Yom Kippur and died, that is not normative practice. Maybe the Gemara quotes that to show us that is not what we hold or what we should paskin. So that is the discussion about of the eating before the Omer. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to the Hashrasha next time in the next piece of the Gemara.